Okay, good. There we go. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for your patience, and thank you for coming to the first session in our live call-in shows with Joni Eisinger. It's a season of renewal in Soul Luminous Radio. My name is Michelle Rover. I'm the founder and host of Soul Luminous Radio, and this is one of my favorite things to do every month in season now that the summer is behind us, although here in the Northeast it felt like it was still very much with us. The summer's behind us. Yeah, and, you know, the word renewal, I hate, you know, remake or, you know, restart. I want the theme of renewal, just let's marinate in that for a while, because we want to renew our commitment. Fall, you know, you look at fall and it's not, you think, well, that's not a season of renewal. The leaves are coming off the trees. Everything's getting ready to hibernate. But, yeah, guess what? We need to kind of ground ourselves and go back within in order to renew. So we need to calm our bodies down. We need to ground ourselves, return to whatever dream you have, or if you got off the path with your health or relationships or job or whatever it is, go back inside. I call it doing a within-ventory. So tonight with Joni, we're going to be focusing on this overarching theme of renewal. And my goal for you all tonight in the Soul Universe is to have you facilitated and guided by one of the greatest talents I know in the psychic channel and healing world, and that is my soul sister, Joni. So, Joni, why don't you tell the peeps a little bit about yourself real quick, and then we can get down to,
sure,
down to business.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for having me. It's been since May.
Mm.
We haven't played here on the air since May. So we're back to playing together, and I'm so glad.
I'll share a little bit of what's happened with me, too, because I think that, you know, it's important to ground yourself with what life kind of, you know, hands you on a platter and what you need to do to get on with where you want to go. But go ahead, Joni.
Well, I my name is Joni Eisinger, and I'm originally from Long Island, New York. And I live in central New Jersey now. I was a clinical social worker for 10 years. I worked with addicts and alcoholics, and I also worked with the mentally ill. And I didn't believe in any stitch of what I do now. I thought that it was hocus-pocus and sociopathic. I thought that people were flaked out or they were selling snake oil, or both. And so with that, I had an awakening around 2003, 2004, 2005, and I became gifted with abilities. I became able to do hands-on healing. I began channeling departed ones and pets. I became able to see into bodies, jump into other lifetimes, clear negative energies. I said the word chakra and aura for the first time without laughing, because I would mock anything related to this field. And from there, I did automatic writing, and I've written a bit and co-created a bit. I now do this professionally. I do Skype and phone and in person for those who are local to New Jersey. I do radio, and I do restaurant galleries, expos, festivals, parties. I can consult for firms who wish to improve their employee performance. And I'm just up to a lot. I'm really loving what I do. The reason why I do this, why I do readings and healings for people in a public setting like radio or in person, is because I feel that if I do this en masse, if I do this with groups, that people will not only awaken individually, but when a lot of the Jiffy Pop popcorn kernels pop at the same time, it's exponential. It's like spiritual group therapy, whether one is on the air or in person. And this aha that that I love to experience, that I love to see in another, gives me great joy. And also makes me feel like I'm doing what I came here to do. That's Joni.
You're connected with your personal legend. I love it. All right. So this is how it works, everyone. You can either post questions if you're on the webcast in the Q&A, okay? Or you can call in, so you can, you know, look, you know, kind of listen through the webcast, and you can pick up your phone, and you can call the number, which is, it's 425-440-5010, and the guest PIN code is 849-102, press pound. You'll be guided to do that by the voice on the phone when you call in, and we'll be here waiting for you. So that's 425-440-5010, guest PIN code 849-102. Okay, so how it goes is this. You can raise your hand by pressing *2, and I will see your hand raised, okay? And then I will call on you. If I can't see your name, I'll just refer to the last four digits of your telephone number. So if you wish to receive a gift of a healing from Joni tonight as a special gift to you, please press *2 to raise your hand if you're in the Q&A, okay? And if you have a question to post in the chat, you can do so as well.
And may I just add, Michelle, it's one question per caller or writer.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So I know that people get shy, but let me just tell you, there's been so many incredible healings that have taken place and so many serendipitous
things. See, the dog is validating. Owl.
Yes, I know.
We're to be, honey.
Done before.
That's like, yes, you tell him.
You're right. Okay, sorry about that, guys.
That's okay.
Keep barking until her fellow hound dog goes up the street. She is the only dog that's supposed to be on the face of this earth. No other dog knows that. So anyway, I'm so sorry. Joni, I'm going to ask you to talk, and I'm going to mute so people don't have to listen to.
That's okay. Dogs happen. I think that it's adorable that as you were saying this about miraculous healings that your dog started barking. So it's beautiful. It's just there are a lot of miracles that go on here. And I do readings. Any question is on the table. This is for entertainment purposes only. Please see your doctor if you have any medical issues. But, yes, I do address physical problems from an etheric spiritual point of view.
So I would just like to share, first of all, my experience with Joni when I first met her, which we still, although we're dear friends and we confide in each other and we seek each other's advice, frequently,
yeah.
We're friends, soul sisters. We've actually never met in person. So when I first met Joni, I had a reading done over the phone. And I was sitting out on my back deck, and she went into my past lives. And she described what happened. I mean, she was doing the reading. As she was doing the reading, I felt everything that was happening that she was describing. It was, like, unbelievable. Like, she was talking about my throat being slit. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I could feel it before she told me what was happening. I didn't feel the pain. I felt viscerally, I just felt, oh my God, like the energy of it was so amazing. And I was going through quite a difficult time, being harassed in business through other people who did not wish me well. And I was at a point where I felt very, very hopeless. Like there was no logical reason for this stuff to be happening. And I'm not a bad person. I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't do any of that. I'm like very strong that way.
Mm-hmm.
And Joni, you helped me out of that. And that was so powerful. And
I'm so
right
glad.
After she said that, yeah. And Joni, right after you said that, you're like, all right, so no, we sent them away. And you had me do like a cut the cord thing. And she said they won't be bothering you anymore. It was like a psychic attack, I think you called it.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they, oh my God, one of them like fell off the face of the earth, never to bother me again. The other one, it was so far less than what it had been. And it was from that day forward. So I just thought I'd share that with you in case you're feeling a little shy or you're like, who is this Joni character anyway? You know, so.
Look me up on my website if you're shy. It's www.joniswhitelighthealing.com. And maybe within the hour after you've taken a look at the website, you might want to have a reading.
So, again, if you would like the gift of a reading from Joni tonight, you want to press star 2 to raise your hand, and I will see your hand raised, and then I will call upon you. Okay. We do have a question coming in the Q&A here, and this person's name is Barbara, no last name. And Barbara wants to know why she keeps feeling so stuck in the current relationship she's in. I'm guessing it's a romantic relationship.
I'm going to go
That's
in.
That's all. Okay.
You know, what I get, Barbara, is that there are other things that are going on in your life that you haven't sorted out. So I see you, they give me images. This is the way that we channels operate. I, through my clairvoyance from my third eye, which is the energy center between my forehead, I see images, and I see you kind of hunched over a desk a bit, and as if there are all these papers. But the papers, it isn't necessarily paperwork. It's other things, other issues that are going on, and you need to sort through some of the other things first. You have a lot of issues that are going on simultaneously, and as a result of that, it's sticking you, and that the relationship, it's not, it feels like it's not going anywhere. I don't know if you meander and you wish you were out of this. I don't know if your partner is doing this, but you need to sort out other things first. So whether it's make a priority list, sit down with yourself and go inside and ask yourself, what am I not facing? What am I avoiding? What do I not want to take care of? And when you have done these things, I see a whoosh of energy. I see a lightening of spirit. And then there's movement forward regarding whatever is to happen with this relationship. That's what I get. And because I'm not speaking to her, I don't necessarily get the questions, you know, that she might need for clarification. So if she's listening, if you're listening now, Barbara, if you can quickly fast type back so Michelle can read off if you have any questions about this or if this makes sense or if you, or what.
Okay.
So we'll see if anything comes through.
Okay, she's typing.
Yep.
And says, you're right about sorting things out. What is the source of my anger? I have extreme anger.
And ask her, well, ask her, is this regarding the relationship?
Well, she can hear you, so.
Okay. Oh, I love it. That's so funny. That's a non-technical Joni. That's a Joniism, actually, what I just did right now. For all of you and Michelle, that was a Joniism. Yeah, as if they're somehow like, oh, I love that. That is so good. Yogi Berra would do these things. Okay, so if she can type back,
yes,
is the anger regarding the relationship?
Yes, and the answer is yes.
Okay, so I'm going to go in. Just so I can get gender, is this a man or a woman?
Let's see. Man.
Okay. I feel that you're not respecting him, that on some level you the word they gave me was feeble, that you're looking at him as a small man, you small man, you small man. Man up, man up. Get a grip, get a grip. Be stronger. I want to love you. I need to hold you, but you're limp and you're not doing what you need to do. And I feel that as a result of his not coming into his power, that you're holding like a it's like a Raggedy Ann and Andy. You're holding an Andy, and it's a floppy doll. And you need force and power, and you're looking for someone to admire you also for who you are, and you're not receiving what you need from this man who is feeling quite impotent. I don't know if there's actually sexual dysfunction as well, but that could be as well, because I've gotten the word flaccid and impotent. Maybe his sexual desire went down, or maybe the two of you aren't so excited intimately anymore, but the power, the oomph, the grrr is not there. So when you assess why he has come to this, why he is this way, then you can also assess whether you believe that he can work on this, whether he's willing to, if the two of you have spoken about this, if he's willing to go for therapy. You might want to go for therapy, counseling, just to see whether you want to continue in this with this man that I'm not feeling you're admiring. I'm feeling that you feel let down and betrayed on some level, because he's not active and strong like you either knew him to be, expected him to be. And I also see underneath the anger is a lot of sadness, and that needs to come through. You need to release this. It needs to surface. I don't know if you're a hard nut to crack, because they showed me dynamite. So I don't know what it would take necessarily for you to get to the kernel, for you to actually release the pain. But if you, in fact, are like a Brazil nut where you're really hard to crack, you need to soak yourself and blanch yourself in water to soften yourself. Boy, they're giving me a nut metaphor here. Never did blanching with nut metaphor for a reading. And soften yourself so you can crack yourself open easier. There's juicy meat in there, so tears don't kill you. It's tasty, sweet juiciness, and blanched nuts really do rock. So they're hugging you. The divine ones are hugging you, and they're hoping that you get to the bottom of your issues, work on the things you need to work on that are extraneous to the relationship, number one. And regarding the relationship, communication is key. And assessing whether you believe there is room here for him to grow and heal, and for you to heal and see whether this is for the long run. And I hope that this assisted you. And I don't know if you want to give any feedback, if that makes sense, if that's valid, if it resonates with you.
Okay, I'm going to check and see if she's typing in.
Yeah.
She says yes, yes, yes.
Okay. And so what she can also do is she can sip water between now and when she goes to sleep, because I believe that there's a crew that's working on her. Divine crew, pulling out things that don't belong. You're very sad. It seems you want structure in your life, and there's not a bit of structure. You're going to need to try and schedule things as best you can. Things are awry. They're a mess, and they're not blaming. They just know. So try and do what you can to get things a little more structured, and this too shall pass, and pray. Saint Germain is with you.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Joni.
Wow. Oh, absolutely.
Just a reminder, if you're on the call-in, you can press star 2 to raise your hand, and I will see it, and I will call on you, and you can receive the gift of a free healing from Joni. And believe me, it's worth it. So, Joni, what has happened in – we have people on the line, and no one wants to raise their hand, but what – is it that's happened in your life recently that is remarkable or unremarkable in regard to some of your clients? I mean, preserving their privacy, of course, but any experiences that you can share where your guidance and your insight, your gift has helped anyone?
Well, I don't want to – I'm not going to necessarily say remarkable in this case, but I love – when I'm working on a client and I'm going into their body and they feel it and I'm not touching them. There was a woman that I did a reading and a healing for over the weekend at a festival, and she had extreme back pain, and they wanted to do surgery. And She's, you know, gone through everything, and I was able to identify what other lifetimes were contributing to this, and we did the forgiveness work. And then I was going in and doing some psychic surgery, and I was just doing my thing, and I sometimes am guided to ask the client whether they feel me working on them. I go, do you feel that? Because I, on some level, I knew to ask, and I knew they might. And she said, yes. She said, it tickles. I was doing some type of emotion with my two fingers, my pointer and my middle finger. And I was so overjoyed because she's been in such pain. And to feel tickling down there is really the opposite of pain. It's wonderful. So that made me very, very happy, very, very happy this weekend. And then I did a reading for someone last night. She came to my home, and she was asking about her kids. And I'm able to go in and identify, like, what their skill sets are, you know, like what they're probably going to end up doing in the future. And I said, boy, he's really into drawing and painting. And she looked at me, and her eyes just bugged out, and she said, that's all he's doing. How did you know that? And she knew that I would, but how did you know that? And I just smiled and I said, get the stencils, go to the art store and just stand there and just walk through aisles. And this kid needs to. And she asked whether it might be architecture. And I said, yeah. And what's funny is that her husband has drafting tables and he's watching that already. So I get excited about clients who are either experiencing a healing or they're getting validation for something that they knew inherently. Their guidance told them that. They had that knowing. And then they come to me and I validate it for them. And it just kind of puts closure on it for them. It makes them feel much more solid about whether it's their contract that they have, their soul contract coming in, or someone that they care about, that they're on track.
That's a great share. Thank you so much for that, Joni. Actually, we have a question that's just come in from a woman who says, I have been in incredible pain since 2011. Mm-hmm. My feet swell up. My back has recently gone out. My doctor believes that it may be my kidneys or my liver. My mother was on dialysis. I'm afraid of that. They can't find anything wrong with me. I know this is real. Can you help me?
Okay, I'm going to go in. Now, first of all, I'll say I'm not a doctor. Please see your healthcare professional. I don't claim to cure. Call 911 if it's a crisis. And this is for entertainment purposes only. Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to go in. So I have feet and kidney. What else? What else did she say?
Her back.
And back. Okay.
Oh, and liver.
And liver. Hang on. I'm getting a bigger picture. Hang on. Okay. So just so people can go into my movie screen to understand what I see before I speak. So I see a body, like, you know, remember the game Operation with the body? And then you'd have a tweezer and you had to pull things out of the different parts and it was electric. And if you touched the little metal side, it would go beep and then the guy's nose would light up. So I date myself. So we've got this body, but it looks more like a pinball machine on a slant, and they're showing me the body. And I'm looking at these parts, and they light up, and they go from one light up, and then the next one lights up, and then it bounces around to this one and this one and this one. Kind of the way a pinball machine would work, where the ball would hit one thing, then hit another and hit another. So the interpretation I get is this is emotionally based. I can then get and see if there's going to be a diagnosis. But I get to the cause. The root of it is indecisiveness. It's a bouncing around. It's a self-doubt. It's a second guessing. And this is what it seems you have been doing. Maybe it's this. I'm not sure. It could be this. I'm not sure. It could be that. It isn't even necessarily about your medical stuff. This is about, I believe, the way that you have been operating, and they are being cheeky because they use the term from the game Operation, and this is the way you're operating, like an operating room. So I'm going to go in and see where this comes from. There's a lifetime, and I see you as if you have a shield, but I don't think you really had a shield. You were shielding people from, you were protecting people from getting hurt. And you were doing this with quite a few people, and the types of assaults that were going on, they were verbal and emotional assaults, and you were really fielding a lot of stuff from people to protect other people so they wouldn't get these verbal jibes. So, and I'm going to tell her now, have a sip of water now. They're working on you. Okay, and with that being said, in that lifetime, you took the blows. You took the blows, and it seems you're doing this in this lifetime. You're doing a lot of protecting people, and you don't want other people to feel pain, and you're taking this on. You're not transmuting the information, that the energy. So if it's going to you and you're protecting other people and therefore you're getting hit and it's going into different body parts. Have another sip of water. We're going to do the forgiveness work. You go to your passing in that lifetime with a lot of regret. If I had only rested, if I had only listened to myself, maybe I wouldn't have done this. You really regretted the whole thing about protecting other people. So you go to your passing in that lifetime with karma or unforgiveness towards self. You blamed a few people, so there are certain individuals that you blamed. Most of this is regarding your body. You got hit. It was about you. You blame yourself. Therefore, in this lifetime, you're sabotaging health, and you're giving yourself what they got, what these other souls, in fact, could have experienced for soul growth opportunity, but you took the hit, and you're doing this again. You're doing it directly right into yourself. It's a replay. You say inside first, I forgive myself, forgive everyone involved. There we go. That's big. Ask for everyone's forgiveness. Like, please, all of you, forgive me for I had unforgiveness towards you. Thank God for this life lesson. And then they want me to do this across all time and space. All lifetimes of karma imbalance, forwards and backwards across all generations where you've taken it on for yourself. You've taken on the burden. You've taken it on. Which, in fact, led to this indecisiveness. What do I do? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It actually became that, but it started off with shielding others from feeling pain. You are a love ball, and you didn't want people to feel badly, but you were actually blocking their opportunity for soul growth, and that, in fact, then clogged you up. So we ball up all these. There are about 100 of these lifetimes that you found across all time and space. And you say inside, I forgive myself. There we go. Huge. And your heart chakra, the energy center in the center of your chest, which has to do with self-love and love of other, is healing now. There's a lot that's coming up now, and if you cry, it's okay. Let it out. Forgive everyone and everything. Uh-huh. Ask for everyone's forgiveness. Thank God for these life lessons. Have another sip of water. So, I see you do. Now, mind you, I'm not going to go against any doctor, but I see fruit juices working well, fruit enzymes. So I don't know if this is clementine and orange, but I see them working well. And also, animal protein doesn't seem to do well with you. I don't like what happens when you have meat. I think you have problems with salicylic acid, which I believe comes from meat. I'm going to see what they say about which way to go and the pain in the body. Oh, and also they say if you can have enzymes, digestive enzymes, that'll also help you. I feel like you're a little bit burpy and your bowels aren't so hot either. You're not digesting protein well. Let's see about the body. Well, first I'm going to say take the weight off of yourself. I don't know if you need to lose a few pounds, if that's the physical explanation, but also you put a lot of pressure on yourself. So if you take a tizzy, a little bit, you know, take it easy, a little bit more, I believe that your body calms down. It's almost like it's like system shutdown. There are these different organs, you know, with feet, back, liver, kidney. They're almost unrelated, although they're not. We're all, you know, the neck bone's connected to the foot bone. So we're all connected. Yet these are these random pinball booms, you know, with the little pins that they're hitting them and bouncing off and going to other random places. Be your best friend. Focus on yourself. Don't try to heal other people. The oxygen mask comes down and you take it first before you give it to someone else, and you need to learn that big time. They don't blame you. They're hugging you. You're human. We all do this, and these are your lessons. See your doctor. Go through whatever treatments you need to do if they, in fact, identify anything. I see an Epsom salt bath if you're not allergic to sulfites. A cup of Epsom salts dissolved in a nice warm bath, and you lay back and you say, please release all that does not serve me. Thank you. And I don't know why they say 12-step, but if there are any addictions, find the rooms of recovery, find a sponsor. It could be Al-Anon, it could be CODA, not sure, but if you need help in terms of keeping it simple, you'll get a lot of information from 12-step program. So I'm sending you hugs and healing and hoping that this addressed what you asked. And please, if you can type back to Michelle regarding any feedback, that would be so appreciated so we know if the channeled message was on or near.
You just type back, thank you. That's it.
Okay. There's a lot that was given. And good luck.
Okay. For those of you on the web call, remember that all you have to do is press *2 to raise your hand, and we can call on you. Okay, and give you the gift of a free healing. We have one more question in the Q&A, and this person's name is Caroline, and she says, I'm stuck, I know what to do, but I simply cannot do what it takes to do what I need to do.
Okay, I'm going in. It feels like you're afraid to make a mistake and that you know exactly what you need to do. I see you with, like, Rosie the Riveter with a monkey wrench, and or like you're jacking up a car to change a tire. That's what I see. You're pushing down, like you're stuck, so you want to push down the lever to start loosening the nut, but you're not doing it because you're afraid something might break or change. And that, in fact, in order to move to the next step, you need to do something. In order for things to get better, you have to make the move. So there is no such thing as mistakes. That's an illusion. Everything is perfect. So if something doesn't go well when you, in fact, take the steps towards making something happen, when you unstuck and you will, in fact, shift. You will shift not only yourself, but other things will shift too. And if you don't like the end result, it is not called a mistake. That's a third dimensional illusion or fallacy. It means it's a soul growth opportunity. That's what it is. No one's judging you except for yourself. You're the only one that's judging. And so you can stop that. So you can say, oh, well, what can I learn from this if you don't like the outcome? I feel like you would do well. That's what I get. I feel that if you do, in fact, move to that next place that you need to go to, that you would feel comfortable. Yet I believe that in your head there is doubt. And you're afraid of making a move because you don't know what's going to happen. The unknown is a gift. It's juicy. It's a gift. When we go into that space, that gray area, we're actually allowing ourselves to move to a new place. Our souls want to grow. Our souls do not want to remain static. We are ever-expanding God sparks, and we come to this planet, a kick-ass planet, to learn lessons. So when you remain stuck, you're actually going against your natural inclination to move forward. Let's see what else they say.
She's typing.
Oh, okay. I'll be quiet. Go ahead.
She says, yes, but I need more clarity. What do you say is the first step that I should take? I need an action to take now.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. I'm going to go and find out. I need to go and see if there are other lifetimes that are stucking you. So if there is karma, we can release this, which will make it easier for you to move forward. I'm going to go in and see about your being like glue. Okay, so in different life, I believe that we're here and we're also in other lifetimes at the same time, and we're having these soul growth experiences everywhere, and that those other lifetimes have bleed-throughs into this one, and they affect this lifetime, and this lifetime bleeds through into all the others and affects them. There is a lifetime which is kind of scary. We've all been victims and victimizers. So I'll be sharing something that's not so flowery. There's a lifetime where you were beaten and whipped, and you had to grovel, and you were made to feel less than and not who you are. You just were you were all consumed with hate and pain and suffering. They'd like for you to have a sip of water. So please do that. And I'm going to keep going. If there's no water by you, maybe you'll go into the kitchen or whatever it is, or if you don't have it, you'll do it later. Okay. So there's a lot of contempt and rage that you have, and there's a lot of seething emotion. I feel like your hair is involved. I don't know what happens to your hair, if it's brittle, but it seems that your hair has been affected by this. Karma, you go to your passing in this lifetime very, 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 very upset, very, very angry and rageful. And there's a bitterness that you have, and it stopped you from moving forward because you felt that you were nothing, that you absolutely were completely, you became almost inactive, like shut down. Let's get rid of karma. You say inside, I forgive myself. You might have blamed yourself on some level. Forgive him. Forgive everyone. Oh. Ask for everyone's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me for having unforgiveness towards you. Thank God for this life lesson. One of your toes was also smashed. I don't know if you have a corn or a bunion, but I feel like there's a toe that also is involved too. A lot of pain, excruciating pain. we're working through a lot of layers to help you move forward. There's a lot of stuck in there. It feels almost animalistic that you were made to grovel like an animal, and it was just absolutely such diminishment of spirit that as a result of that lifetime, it brought you to that of inadequacy and inability to make change, get rid of all karma across all time and space, forwards and backwards across all generations. Now, I'm not doing it. I was guided that your spirit wants to, because I can't do that. I would be blocking free will and just doing it without your permission. So your higher self's going all over creation, finding the lifetimes of inadequacy where you were unable to implement things. You were absolutely at a stop. And we ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. Wow, that's pretty big, I gotta tell you. Wow, man. Oh, forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. You got it. Thank God for these life lessons. Okay, you're an old soul, honey. You ready? You antique you? We'll say about a million lifetimes. Got about a million of these. So if you're wondering why you're having trouble moving forward, you could have had 20 years of therapy under your belt, and it probably still would have been difficult to make a move. That's karmic bleed through, honey. So now I'm going to answer your question. And yay for you, by the way. So if you feel tingling right now in your extremities, I don't know if you feel any buzzing or tingling or lightness, but you cleared so much stuff. Happy day, okay? And if you want to also tonight take a shower, doesn't have to be so hot. Take a shower and imagine it's like a holy ablution. It's like a blessed bathing, and you're releasing all that does not serve you. They didn't give me bath. They gave me shower. I'm going to go right in and find out regarding why. And the question again, Michelle, was why? So what the steps to move forward? I think that's what she had asked. Let's see.
It was, yes, yes. She needs concrete, you know,
concrete
clear
steps. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm getting rid of a curse, so I can't answer. I have to get rid of a voodoo curse, so bear with me. Mm-hmm. I'm pulling out things that don't belong, energies that are just mangled and twisted and wrong. There's an angel there that's assisting. This has happened a few times in different lifetimes. People have put hexes or curses on you, going through time and space, pulling off anything that does not belong, any negative energies, in, on, around, suggested not to be replicated, anything cloaked will be revealed. Yeah, man. And so now her eyes are open. Before they were closed, she wasn't seeing things. There were things she was missing. Now she's going to have broader perspective because this was haunting her and it was stopping her and it was very dark. And she's back. She's with us now. Happy day. Happy day. I still feel like there's like a buzzing. And that's okay. The buzzing is good. She's becoming more alive. And her heart chakra is healing. She was a witch. She put a curse on someone. Let's get rid of that karma because it came back to hit you. Forgive yourself. Forgive them. Ask for their forgiveness and thank God. Yeah. I haven't forgotten your question, honey pie, but you wanted that gone, so it came up. Let's see what you need to do. Do the best you can. Walk in the light. What does that mean? Do the right thing. That's what it means. You know the difference between good and bad, right and wrong, holy and evil. Walk in the light. Be your best friend. Study things. Learn about things. What does that mean? if you need a self-help book or some spiritual enlightenment book just to ground yourself, to bring you back. You've been very upset. You need to do this. I see prayer, and that there are people that I think you might have hurt, and you might need to, on some level, ask for their forgiveness. You don't have to do it in person, but put it out there and talk to their higher selves. You have to forgive yourself. You're human. Let yourself be you. If you make this decision, it's okay. If you do this, whatever you need to do, it's okay. There's nothing wrong here, and you won't be beaten. You're not going to be hurt. There was a fear of your being ridiculed, and you're being stomped on. That was the unconscious. That was from the other lifetime. If you have any crystals, hold on to like an amethyst. That might work. Tumbled amethyst, so you could put it in your pocket. And if you don't have a tumbled one and you have a rough one, a raw one, keep it by you. It's a symbol. It generates a lot of energy for you if you use amethyst. Take it a day at a time. Break it down into steps of what you need to do first, and you know what you need to do. And if you have a friend, talk with them about it and see what they think about it in terms of how you'd approach this situation. So that's what they say, and I hope that this assisted.
Joni, what was that, the action step, like concisely, that she is supposed to
take? It's breaking it down into what the steps are that she needs to do first. She knows what she needs to do, but she has to start from the beginning. And there's a means to an end. It's like planning a goal, like setting a goal, and then you break it down. Like, since I don't know what she in fact needs to do, on a more concrete level, they're not giving me that. They're being a little more general because I don't know what it is. So generally, she needs to sit down with herself and possibly pass it by a friend regarding how she thinks she can approach this. The part that's holding her back is making a mistake and fear of being ridiculed or fear of it not going well.
Okay, she just typed in job.
Okay, well, whether it's getting a new job or changing jobs or being in her job, being stuck in the job. So if it's stuck in the job, it's either that she has to, this is what any career counselor would say, is you either look within the company, look where if you want to remain and see if this is the place where she feels it's right for her, or she visions being elsewhere and then she takes the steps that anyone would take towards leaving. The part that's holding her back is making the mistake, is I could make the wrong decision. They're not going to tell her whether it's to remain in the company or leave, because what she needs to work on is that no matter what she does, it's going to be okay. A decision does have to be made, though, and that, I believe, is going to come about within the next few weeks because the forgiveness work was done. Because the karma regarding being beaten and ridiculed and brought down to that of a nothing, the inactive status, inactive, that's where she was at. That's gone. And then of the voodoo curse and a few other hex spell stuff, that's gone too. There were negative energies in there that were confounding her ability to see, to have vision, to see a broader perspective. So I believe there will be change, and she doesn't even have to force it to happen. It's going to happen. She'll watch it happen. But she could confide in someone regarding this. There might be a few people that she already talks to about it. But I see there's one person who's got a really good head on their shoulders, and then she can start bouncing some ideas past them and see what they say.
Awesome. Okay, I'm just checking for questions. People are checking out now.
Yeah, because
there's no more questions. Yeah, and no more questions and no more hands. Yeah.
This is an interesting type of show where I'll get a question in, you know, they'll write it, you will repeat it verbally, I'll go in, they'll hear it, And then I don't get as much back, which is fine. It's just for the listeners. I'm sure a lot of listeners would really be rooting that people would be raising their hands and call in so they could get more feedback regarding the accuracy of the reading and healing, and also just to hear that person's tone, you know, how they're doing regarding hearing the reading.
But there is one aspect of that, is that those questions that they pose and the readings that you do are serving everyone. So I'm sure that what you said has resonated.
Yes, they've heard it. Everyone's heard it. That is so.
Exactly.
That is so. So I credit all of you who did write in, and I appreciate your trusting that all I need to know is your name and the question without hearing you. Because the divine ones, these are archangels, ascended masters, guides, elementals, star beings, consciousnesses, departed ones, they know who y'all are. They know who we are. So I don't need to hear your voice, and neither does anyone need to hear your voice. This is strictly between them and you through me. And that's what is really remarkable.
Mm. I will say, however, as I tell my own coaching clients, that vocalizing it does send a greater reverberation throughout the universe. It's actually your commitment in action by saying it out loud, because it is of a certain frequency and it does take more courage. However, taking the first step, experiencing Joni's gift and being in this, on this platform with us and listening and gaining some trust is certainly an awesome thing. And Joni, just listening to your readings that you did with the people who wrote in the questions, I mean, a lot of every single thing touched me on a certain level in one aspect of my life or another, you know? And that's
I'm glad and I hope that the listeners also I hope that in each individual way that they came away with something new, something that they might not have thought of before as a reason why someone might be stuck, let's say having physical symptoms or having stuckness. Oftentimes when a person has a reading, they might never have thought that that's the reason why they're in the situation they're in. And that's kind of exciting because it's new. And it's an open door they can now go through. It's like, good, I have more. That's the point of this modality, is to have you leave with more than what you came in with.
And, you know, even though it may be hard for some to believe because you can't quite see it, you know, when you're saying, you know, the work's being done already, you know, they experience some relief or an absence of that symptom or problem or person or emotion, I mean, that really does happen through what you do. I mean, I've experienced it a number of times, and I've witnessed it happen right on this show. A lot of my clients have called in, and they have experienced the benefit of what you've done. I will say, though, just like with coaching, you know, the guidance and insight that Joni gives you, it's a place for you to start to take your next step. It's a place for you with that additional clarity to begin to take some action on your own behalf, because that in itself is a source of renewal. It's a source of self-nurture. So you can get all the advice, insight, and guidance, you know, that you crave, but if you're not willing to take even a tiny step in the direction that you wish with this additional insight, then you may find yourself continually stuck or continually in pain or continually struggling. So
I think that you might experience that too in your coaching business as well, right, Michelle?
Absolutely. 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 And that's why I'm sharing it from me, you know, that. And I was just listening to Robert Holden today, and he was saying the same thing. He's like, you know, it's great to get all this insight and advice, but you can talk to channels and healers and psychics all you want, but unless you're willing to take the action, you know, from the benefit of the insight that you've asked for, then things are going to be a lot harder than they need to be.
Right.
But it does take courage. But, you know,
I'm very happy that people wrote in, and I'm hoping maybe you'll give Michelle feedback down the road regarding how you're doing. So we, or you call in or you write in next month regarding how you're doing. That would be wonderful.
Right. And we are. So, you know, this is our first show since May. And so, you know, let's just collectively call everyone to our next show in October. And that
Please.
Will be posted on the site this week. And we'll go from there. But I consider tonight to be a success because we had a lot of type-ins. And people are listening, and there's a few on the webcast still listening. But, you know.
I want to thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure, Honey Pie.
I know, me too. Thank you, everyone.
You can find me at joanieswhitelighthealing.com.
Please go there. Okay, Joanie, thank you, and thank you, everyone. We're checking out of the Soul Universe.